five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go.
Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll join Chief Cody, rookie fireman Tim Collins, and his brother Jimmy at the scene of the fifth mysterious and unexplained fire to strike in Chief Cody's district in 4 days. This strange and baffling series of blazes is beginning to worry the chief, who has finally come to the conclusion that they must be caused by a firebug, although the nature of the fires doesn't quite point to an arsonist. We'll learn the next exciting development in the mystery right after this important message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the scene of the most recent mystery fire, the fifth in a series that has Chief Cody baffled as he has seldom been in all the long years of his firefighting experience. As you remember, he has just made a thorough investigation of what remains of the porch roof of the Tupper home to see what clues, if any, may tell him who or what started the fire. As he climbs down from the roof, he says to Tim and Jimmy,
"Oh, it just doesn't add up."
No clues, Chief?
Not a suggestion of a clue. In all my experience, I've never run up against anything like it.
But, sir, something is causing these fires. They can't just suddenly appear from nowhere.
You're right, sir. Every fire has a cause. The big problem is to find out what it is.
Oh, what about this firebug theory of yours, Chief?
Well, it may be, but still it doesn't look right for a firebug's job.
Yes, sir, you mean a firebug usually leaves his trademark, certainly.
That's right. An arsonist will usually start his fires the same way. And sooner or later, he'll slip up and leave some evidence. An oil can, a greasy rag.
Chief.
Yes, Tim?
Sir, I know this may sound crazy, but...
Well, spill it, son.
Well, sir, I think I could find out what's causing these fires, sir.
You, Tim?
Yes, sir.
Arson squad's been on the case for days. Hasn't turned up anything.
I don't know. I just feel there must be something, some small clue that's been overlooked. And if you...
Well, maybe it's not such a bad idea. Yeah, maybe that's what's needed, a fresh point of view, new approach.
Yes, sir, I'd sure like a try at it, sir.
All right, you asked for it. As of today, you are detached from the rescue company for temporary duty as special investigator, reporting to me.
Oh, that suits me fine, Chief.
Chief, I'm a regular fire detective, huh?
I suppose you might call it that, Jimmy. And if your brother Tim can find the culprit in this series of fires, he'll win my undying gratitude.
Well, sir, I'll do my best. Can I begin right now?
Sooner the better. Any ideas?
Well, I thought I might start with the fire you had earlier in the day.
The Riley fire over on Sanborn Drive.
Yes, sir.
Any idea what you're going to look for?
Well, not exactly.
Well, never mind. I won't bother you with questions. It's your assignment, and I'll let you conduct it in your own way.
Thanks, Chief.
But let me warn you, you're up against a baffler. Five fires, origin unknown. And I'm counting on you, Tim, to get to the bottom of this.
Taking Jimmy with him, Tim sets out in what is perhaps the biggest job he's had with the fire department, solving the mystery of the unexplained fires. His first call is at the Riley home, scene of the mysterious bedroom fire. He knocks at the front door.
What do you think you'll find, Tim?
All right now, Jimmy, I haven't the slightest idea. I'm just going to look and ask questions and hope something comes to light.
How do you do? Well, what's this, the fire department again?
Mrs. Riley?
Yes. I thought I was rid of the lot of you this morning. Come traipsing through my house with your dirty boots, 10 or 20 of you. And after I've been cleaning all morning and polishing the floors.
Mrs. Riley, you did have a fire, didn't you, in the bedroom, I believe?
Well, sure. Destroyed from ceiling to floor.
Yes, ma'am. The fire department did put the fire out, didn't it?
Well, sure. But the mud they chuck in. It's a crime.
Well, you'd have them take their boots off before coming in, Mrs. Riley?
Well...
Or carefully wipe them on the doormat while all the time your bedroom is burning?
Oh, I see what you're driving at, young man. They did do a fine job of putting out the fire.
Yes, ma'am. You've got to expect a little inconvenience, Mrs. Riley, when you have a fire. After all, a fireman's job is to fight fires, not pay social calls.
Well, you're right, my boy. And I'm truly grateful to you gentlemen for putting out the fire. What brings you back? Did you forget your ladders or something?
Well, the fire department does not forget its ladders, Mrs. Riley. I'm here on a little investigation.
We'd like to look over the room that burned.
My, they start them young in the fire department. You an investigator too, my boy?
This is my young brother, Jimmy, Mrs. Riley.
Oh.
He's along for the excitement.
Excitement? Well, we had that all right this morning. But now there's nothing but a burnt-out room.
Well, I'd like to take a look at that, Mrs. Riley, as I understand it, you have no idea how the blaze started.
Not the slightest. I was down in the basement, washing out some things for Jim. Jim's my husband. He works in the railway shop.
And the first thing you knew, the whole room was on fire.
Well, how did you know?
Well, I read the report. Could we see the room?
Well, surely. Now, come right in. But now, mind you, don't you track up my floors.
Shown to the fire-damaged room, Tim and Jimmy carefully go over every inch of it, looking for some small telltale clue, something that will shed a ray of light on the origin of the blaze. And then, after further questioning Mrs. Riley and learning nothing more than that Jim, her husband, has worked 19 years in the railroad shops, Tim and Jimmy bid farewell to Mrs. Riley and head for the second stop in their fire hunt, the Tupper home. As they approach the house, Jimmy says to Tim,
"Gee, I sure hope we find out more than we did at Mrs. Riley's."
"Yeah, rather disappointing. All we know, Jimmy, is the fire started in the bedroom, apparently near or on the bed. There was nobody in the house besides Mrs. Riley, no lights or appliances on, nothing that could have started a fire."
"The chief's right. This is a baffer."
"Yeah. Well, maybe I stuck my neck out when I asked for this assignment."
"Oh, don't get discouraged yet, Tim. You'll turn up something, I know."
"Well, anyway, here's the Tupper Chateau. Well, let's give a knock."
"I hope she's not such a good housekeeper as Mrs. Riley. She, her, and her clean floors."
"Yeah.
Yes?
Mrs. Tupper?"
"Well, yes. What can I do for you?"
"Well, I'm Tim Collins of the fire department, and this is my brother, Jimmy. We're trying to find out just what caused your fire today, and if I may, I'd like to investigate the roof that burned."
"Well, of course. We'll go around the back."
"All right.
Tell me, do you think it was a firebug?"
What makes you think that, Mrs. Tupper?"
"Well, I heard the fireman that was here before you talking." And I know there's been a lot of mysterious fires around town lately."
"Oh, you're right, Mrs. Tupper. There have been, and it's my job to get to the bottom of them. Tell me, do you know if there was anything on the roof at the time the fire broke out?"
"On the roof?"
"Yes, ma'am."
"Well, not that I know of."
Do you have a ladder, Mrs. Tupper? I'd like to take a look up there."
"Oh, yes, surely. Right over there by the garage."
"I'll get it, Tim."
"All right, Jimmy. Mrs. Tupper, was there anyone in the house besides you when you discovered the fire?"
"No, I was alone."
There's the ladder, Tim."
"Oh, thanks, Jimmy. I'll just run up and take a close peek at the roof."
"I don't think you'll find anything up there but burned boards. The other man was up for quite a while.
Ah,
he didn't..."
"Say, that's quite interesting."
"Did you find something, Tim?"
"I don't know yet, but I'm coming down to ask you a question, Mrs. Tupper."
"Well, what is it, Tim?"
Some scraps of cotton and a piece of striped cloth. Tell me, Mrs. Tupper, are you sure there was nothing on the roof?"
"Well, dear me, I'm pretty sure. I can't think of anything."
Now, think hard, Mrs. Tupper. It may be very important."
"Something on the roof. Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes, there was."
"What was it, Mrs. Tupper?"
"A mattress. I laid it out on the roof to air early this morning."
"A mattress. Oh. Yeah, these scraps are what's left of it. It still doesn't help. Oh, say."
"Yeah, Tim?"
"Well, this isn't much of a clue, but it is strange that in both of these fires, bedding material or beds were involved."
"Say, that's right. Mrs. Riley's fire began in a bedroom."
"Yeah, I don't know what it means, but I think Chief Cody ought to know about this."
Well, it seems like a pretty flimsy clue that Tim's found, the fact that both the Riley and Tupper fires involved bedding or beds. but maybe it's a beginning in the long, tough job of solving the case of the mysterious fires. Now, to learn what happens at their meeting with Chief Cody, be sure to listen to the next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But right now, let's listen to this message. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special message for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. Here's a mighty good tip for you folks who are driving in a car when you hear fire engines sound their sirens. That siren means only one thing: clear the way for the fire department. So when you hear it while in a car, be sure that the driver pulls over to the side of the street immediately, stops and waits for the engines to pass. This is one way you can help your fire department almost every day. Do your part in keeping the streets free of traffic when the fire engines roll. That's all for now. Till I drop in the next time, so long.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go! Let's go! Fire!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.